is on Christian marriage.
Okay.
Then we really know that marriage is an essential thing in life. No family can be without marriage. If a man cling with a woman, neither true friend or nothing.
Hello,
without paying him.
Yeah? Speak slowly. Speak
okay.
Slowly.
Yeah. Okay. If a man live with a woman without this marital right, that is not marriage. Any children that they bear is a bastard. Let us, first of all, start where marriage started in the Bible. Let us see Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. Actually, I have little bad eyesight. Let someone read it for me here.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof.
Then, Adam was in the Garden of Eden. Then God told Adam was in the garden. In the Garden of Eden. Then God called all the animals in the grove to pass through him. Then he found that those animals have a pair, but he find no one that will be suitable for him. Then God caused him to sleep and took part of the rib, his rib, and built it. And this rib become a woman. When Adam wake up from the sleep, he saw this woman. He said, yeah, this is a bone from my body. And again, when you go down, God said, according to the Bible, say that for this reason, man will leave his mother and father and cling to his husband, and the two of them will be one, that they may be naked without shame. By so doing, God did not want Adam to use Eve as a slave, neither to use Eve to usurp before Adam. God want Eve to be loyal to Adam. Read Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, verse 16. Genesis 3, 16. Then, God said that all the woman's need will be from his husband.
Upon the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bear forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
Then one man, when Adam sinned, Adam and Eve sinned, God command the woman, tell the woman that her need shall be from her husband, that the husband shall rule him, no matter the wealth, no matter the knowledge, no matter the wisdom that the woman has, that the man will rule over her. When we go again to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 24.
Woman, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church has submit unto Christ, so let the wife be to their own husbands in everything. Husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself to it.
Then he told the women, all Christian women, they have to submit their self to their husband. Not when you have money. Many a time, many people have died. When their children start growing, the woman may be claiming that she is more right over their children. From so doing, for some time, when the husband wants to correct the child for some things that they have done that is not right, the woman will intervene. After intervening, maybe the children will help their father. And again, there is something in life. When we bear a children, first time, we have three steps. The first step is when we started rearing that children. One, the time that they are cradle. That is, they are little one beyond 10 years or 12 years to a day. The parent have control over them. And if you did not control them by then, for some time, you will waste a lot of time. Maybe you may not have what you want. The second time is teenage. That is a critical time for parents to control their children, because you may be forcing them to do this, and they say no. And that is the time that their mother have the power, neither the father have the power to mislead those children. And if you don't handle these children very well, maybe they may not give you what you want. The third period is from 18 years till down. Because that time is the time that the children will start to give you something to show that the appreciation of what you have done to them, the appreciation for rearing them, the appreciation for being their parents. For that reason, a Christian family has to control their children in a Christian way. The Bible says that we will teach them when they are young, so that when they grow, they will not depart from it. In a Christian family, a wife shall be submissive to the husband. And again, husband, they say that they have to love their wives. There is no how. You cannot beat your wife, because nobody has ever beat his flesh. You cannot treat them bad. They are from your rib. They are not. God knows whatsoever what he did by collecting a rib from the man. I don't know if the woman was collected from another part of the body. Actually, God knew what he did. So, before you marry, go around and pick a good wife. And again, there is something that causes people to commit adultery. First, I may ask you, when somebody asks you, who is the most beautiful woman in the earth? Actually, I have seen the most beautiful woman on earth. I know that you may have seen her. My wife is the most beautiful woman. Your own wife supposed to be the most beautiful wife on earth, because you go around on your way, you saw no one than that woman. You're supposed to treat her as most beautiful woman. If you don't have clothes and someone wear clothes that you love, buy it to her. And some people have been womanizers, leaving their wife and going after others. Neither others' wife, neither free woman. So if we like to be a children of God, to run this race, to make our election sure, you have to be careful over your family because they may drag you back. Esau, Rebecca lamented for Esau to marry, for Esau married to two wives, and that two wives, one is from Het, one is from Canaan. And Rebecca said that it is better that she die than these two women. When selecting a wife, your parent will know. The parent of the woman will know, also know. Then you have to go to them and pay the bride price. Before Eliezer select a wife to Isaac, the son of his master, he went and paid the bride price. A woman or a children without paying their bride price, neither going to the parent and the settle, they are bastard. No matter that they may say that they repent, they may say that they are attending everything, but they're supposed to go and do that right thing so that they have to make their election sure. And again, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 6, the Bible says, Peter says that Sarah called his master Lord. Calling a master Lord does not mean that he is Jesus Christ. But the Bible says, as Christ is the head of the church, so the husband is the head of the family, even the woman. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 6. So everybody who wants to attend this, who is running this race, must be careful with his family in order that we may gain that thing that we need. In order that when time comes, when there will be no debt, when there will be no sin, when the tear of everyone shall be wiped away, you have to be clear to make sure that your family is in order. Some people hate their husband and love another man more than their husband. While when you think very well, your husband is the most handsome man you have ever seen. Because it is not easy to select a wife, neither to select a husband. I may say, in our area, this our area of the world, in this side of the world, sometimes women labor more than men. When they go to farm, they may go together and return together. The woman will be on the kitchen doing domestic activities. Why? The man will be playing, chatting with his friend, getting some alcohol, taking some alcohol. When he come back, he asks the wife, "What have you prepared?" And that woman will be there preparing it. After all, when she didn't do quick, maybe the man will shout and the problem may arise. Let us treat our wives as ourselves. And a woman supposed not to stand and see his son abusing the father. Neither a father sit down while the son, neither daughter, or whosoever it may be, abusing the mother. You pretend that you don't know anything, because you don't want your daughter, neither your son, to love you more than the mother. This has caused the death of many men in Africa. Many have gone because of this. Why? The woman pretend to love the children more than the father. When they grow, when they bought something, they will go and give it to the mother, not to the father. For some time, people deny their father entirely. I have to have a friend who needs a surgery. Then he went to hospital. He has no money. He called the son, and the son have the money for the hospital bill. He said that he cannot do that. And the man died. And many have gone because of this. In a Christian family, because of premature marriage, you will see many, many half parents, neither single parents, rearing a children. What will those children be? That is how the world is like this. That is the cause of this time of perilous time. Because if you can handle your son, handle your wife, handle your daughter, and every other thing about the family, the mother also, if she can obey, if she can rely on you, as the Bible says that their need, they're supposed to rely on the man, on a man, on their husband. If they can do that, family will grow up, will grow on very well. I remember one of my friends from Utah State in United States. His name is John Baxter. When I visit him, I saw him preparing something. I asked him, John, what are you doing? He said that he is helping the wife to prepare this. That is how it's supposed to be. Help your wife when you know that she is tired. Likewise, wife, help your husband. Do not speak evil about your husband. And do not make bad friends, because they may tell you that their husband bought this, bought the other, and bought this for me. Maybe your husband has no money to purchase all those things. Then you raise against your husband. So we are learning to live and get the thing that we're, and make our elections sure. If we cannot control our family, our election will not be sure. No God that can wipe your eyes away when you cannot maintain yourself. And again, this family is what we have to be careful, so that whatever will proceed from our mouth will be a glory to God. When we talk about Jezebel, he was the one that misled Ahab. That is why he was the worst king ever to rule Israel. We have to forgive one another. We have to tend the heart to one another. As God, for Christ's sake, and forgive one another. As God, for Christ's sake, forgive us. So, a family is much essential. We are here. God say, go into the world, feel it, and subdue it. Man alone cannot do that. Woman alone cannot do that. You may be in office, be a hem of the office, one of the hem of the office, while your husband may be in a little way, but you also let him to be your husband, then try to upgrade him, no matter his salary, no matter his earning capacity. To love one another is the best. Come to our children. I said that we have three stages. One, when they are from 1 day till 18 years, they will rely on us. And from 1 year to 10 years, you have to start controlling them little by little. But teenagers are very, very hard to control. Whatever, Bible advised us to use cane and stroke them, whip them, so that they will know that you will deliver them. Now we are seeing many people drinking hard drug, doing smoking and other things. Why is it like that? This started from the parents. They don't unite and control these children. But when you make mistake in this teenage.
A minute more.
Okay. When you make mistake in controlling this those teenagers, you have lost them. Some may be armed robbers. Some may be doing whatever they see right. Now, I conclude. When we want to make our election sure, you have to select a wife. A good wife. And pay the bride price and do whatever, marry all the marital right. You see. Another one is, you have to love your wife as Christ loved us, even give his life for us. Another one, wife, obey your husband. Be submissive to him so that everything may go right. Don't usurp him because of your position in life. Thank you.
Thank you.